your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it also be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you must also be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
With the beginning of the new church year today, we begin to read our Gospel from Matthew. Past year, we read from Luke, and the portrait of Jesus that Luke gives us is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful Jesus, the Jesus who goes to the people who are on the margins of life. We're going to get a very different portrait of Jesus from Matthew. Matthew writes his gospel in about the year 85 and addresses it to Jewish people living in present-day Damascus, Syria. His purpose is to show them that Jesus is the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies. And so if you keep your ear tuned this year, you'll hear Matthew introduce something that Jesus does by saying, for example, "As foretold by the prophet Isaiah," and then he will quote an Old Testament prophecy and then tell what Jesus does to fulfill that prophecy. Now, at the same time that Matthew is writing to these Jewish people, the church is becoming increasingly Gentile, and some of them are having a great difficulty with it. So Matthew walks a tightrope in trying to do that. Matthew is the only gospel author to give us the Magi. They were Gentiles who came and recognized the Messiah before the Jewish, the chosen people, had done so. As Matthew writes his gospel, he has a copy of Mark's gospel in front of him. Mark's gospel was written in about the year 65, and Matthew will take whole chapters out of Mark's gospel and put them into his. His gospel is merely a rewriting of Mark's gospel. To show you the contrast between Luke and Matthew, for example, they are the only two to tell us about the birth of Jesus. Luke alone tells us about the stable, the manger, the babe in swaddling clothes, the shepherds, the animals. No one else mentions that. Matthew, on the other hand, is the only one to tell us the story of the Magi. Now, in Luke's gospel, Mary is the important figure. Luke either knew Mary or someone who knew her, because we get 80% of our information about Mary from Luke. And in Luke, it is to Mary that the angel appears. But in Matthew's gospel, Mary is not the important person. Joseph is. Why? Because the Messiah had to be a descendant of David, and Joseph was a descendant of David. And so in Matthew's gospel, the angel appears not to Mary, but to Joseph, twice. Matthew will be the only gospel to give us the Beatitudes: blessed are the poor in spirit, the merciful, the peacemakers, etc. And if you remember that gospel, we're going to hear Jewish motifs throughout the whole year. And when Jesus preached the Beatitudes, we're told he went up on the mountainside, and after he had sat down, he began to teach. In Jewish tradition, you went to the top of the mountain to find God. And so in Matthew's gospel, the important things will take place on the mountain. Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on the mountain to be transfigured before them. He was crucified on Mount Calvary. So keep your ear attuned this year. You'll get a different portrait of Jesus that we can couple with what we got last year from Luke. Because if we don't know Jesus, this whole thing we call religion is pure silliness. Amen.